This photograph is called Willie Lott's House at Flatford, East Burgholt, Suffolk, 20th of July 2014, and features in my book Merry Albion, Landscape Studies of a Small Island. Visitors to Constable Country, as it came to be called in his own lifetime, are often surprised by how small it first seems on the ground. Many of the sites of John Constable's major paintings, such as the Heywain, 1821, are located within a few miles of Flatford Mill. On the surface, the Heywain is an image of an idyllic, pastoral scene, but in its time it was revolutionary. Visitors to the Royal Academy in London in 1821 were horrified that Constable should exhibit a piece of local landscape on a scale usually reserved for subjects from the Bible or national history. It was painted during a period when England was engaged in bloody war against France. There was turbulence in the countryside and industrial revolution in the cities. All the most significant developments in English landscape art have happened at times of great national crisis. The Napoleonic Wars, the First and Second World Wars, when Britain was cut off from the continent and our artists were compelled to look inwards. In terms of the geography of Flatford, over the past 20 years, many of the views around Willie Lott's house have been cleared of blocking trees and vegetation, so that the landscape on the ground now imitates that in Constable's paintings. No matter what license the painter took in his own time, assembling pictures from a variety of sources. Constable's paintings of Suffolk have been credited for putting parts of the county previously thought of as unremarkable on the picturesque map. Visitors act out their own roles in this fantasy, where time stands still, and yet the scene is charged with the sentiment of the picturesque, that notion so intertwined with the English landscape, where the simplest countryscape resembles a picture itself, charming and quaint. To Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin, Constable's landscapes were so deeply etched into the landscape that they had ceased to be separated from it. Of a plough coming over the brow of a hill, the sight that has been seen in England since England was a land.